Walker will address a GOP fundraiser in West Des Moines on May 23rd. Asked yesterday in Chippewa Falls why he was speaking in the state that's home to the nation's first presidential caucuses, Walker was nonchalant.
Because Terry Branstad's a friend of mine, the governor there, and he asked me to come on over. I came there in the past to Iowa for that reason. I've gone to Arkansas and Texas and Florida and other states for the same request. So it's as simple as people asking.
University of Northern Iowa political science professor Donna Hoffman says anyone with national ambitions who visits Iowa generally gets some attention.
Now, that doesn't mean that he's necessarily going to be a candidate, but it does mean that he might be testing out the waters and coming to visit an important constituency in the middle of the state in one of the population centers and see what kind of reception he gets.
While it's early in a campaign cycle, Hoffman notes Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio visited the state in November. University of Iowa political science professor Kerry Covington says it's not unusual for Walker to visit a neighboring state once. Covington says repeat visits or other moves would be more telling.
Does he form a super PAC? Does he do fundraising? Does he collect money and distribute it to local Republican candidates in Iowa? That's always a favorite way to curry favor in Iowa. So those are the things you'll be watching for.
Walker says he's focused on being governor. He's up for re-election in 2014. Democrats are drawing attention to his national ambitions, arguing the governor is making decisions to benefit his own career and not Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.